This game is called Time for Questions.
Okay.
It is inspired by something that happens quite often in geoscience conferences. So oftentimes, there's a few minutes after each presentation where the public is allowed to ask questions to the presenter. And more often than we care to admit, there's always someone that doesn't agree with your study or just doesn't like you and have nothing but bad things to say about your work. And that person will invariably shoot their hands up and say, this is more of a comment than a question, and then follow that by the most rude and negative way they can think of to point out to everyone just how wrong your observations are. This is the way that the game works. I'll read a statement, and then there will be something wrong with this statement. It's your job to correct me by pointing out what's wrong. You must precede your answer by the phrase, this is more of a comment than a question. Otherwise, you won't get the point.
Okay. I think I've got this.
Rubies, sapphires, and emeralds are actually all the same mineral. They're all forms of corundum, with small traces of different elements, including iron, titanium, and chromium.
Iron could potentially give either a red color or in titanium, I'm not sure what color that would give, but chromium could be green. So I think maybe titanium might be wrong, but I'm not sure what would give sapphires a blue color. I could be way off, but that's what I'm thinking, and I have no idea what it would be, to be honest.
Right. Anyway, before I give you guys the answer, even if Erin was correct, she would not have had the point because she forgot to say, you know, our little mandatory phrase, which is, this is more of a question, of a comment than a question. However, she was not correct. And the correct answer that I'm looking for here is that although rubies and sapphires are both forms of corundum.
Emerald's beryl. Oh my God.
Emerald is beryl. There you go.
Of course. Jeez. Wow.